I'm John Moe. This is Future Tense from American Public Media, your guide to technology and the modern world. New stats on broadband internet usage around the world were released late last week. The U.S. is 19th in most affordable broadband, 15th in broadband availability. Google is introducing a new feature to its news site, Human Judgment. Google's asking editors at various news outlets like Reuters and BBC News to present their top stories. Those stories will then be identified on Google News as editors' picks. The other day, I'm in the backyard with my 2-year-old. She runs off to the swing set, so I get out my iPhone. Then she comes back and says, "Put that down and pick me up." Ouch! There was this really widely read article in the New York Times recently about a study that was done, 300 interviews with kids and parents over 5 years, and it's all about technology in the home. The upshot is that kids feel hurt, jealous, like they need to compete with a phone for mom or dad's attention. Rebecca Nelson lives in Seattle. She's at home during the day with her 2.5-year-old son, and while she likes to get online, her boy sometimes has other ideas.
He'll come up and he'll take mine or my husband's hand off the mouse and look us in the eye and say, "Come, Mama, come." And he'll pull us away. I think part of that is we get so focused in on what we're doing, what's on the screen. We're trying to finish an email and we hone in on that screen and we forget that there's this little guy who wants our attention. And maybe he had been happily playing with toys a moment ago. Maybe we'd only been on for 5 minutes. Maybe it's been 20. And he comes over and just reminds you, "Hey, I'm here. Can we play now?"
I know a lot of parents with stories like that, and we're all from about the same generation. Ken Denmead edits the Geek Dad blog for Wired.com. He says that's no accident.
The interesting aspect to it is that it used to be more of the kids. You know, when it was our generation, we were listening to our Walkman when we were going places. We started that generation of being plugged in so that we were doing something while life got boring. And for many of us, there wasn't that point where we stopped playing with games. You know, maybe we haven't really developed the ability or the sense of ourselves to know when to stop some of that behavior.
But look, there are 1,000 chances a day to beat yourself up as a parent. Alice Bradley writes the blog Finn Slippy. She writes a lot about being a mom. She loves spending time with her son, but says maybe let's not be too hard on ourselves.
We are also the parents who are expected to get on the ground and play with our kids. There's no such thing as floor time with our parents. You know, my mom would like smoke and like drink a Manhattan and be like, "Go play. Leave me alone, kid." And now suddenly I'm expected to get on the ground. Listen, no one was ever entertained by playing with a kid. It's tough. They want you to take the action figure and they want you to smash it against their action figure. And then they want you to do that for a half an hour again and again and again. And yeah, you don't want to be on your smartphone all the time. You know, you don't want to kid yourself that you can multitask and you can get everything done. But you know, it's also important for kids to learn that they're not the center of our attention all the time. I think that's all right.
We'd love to hear how you navigate technology as a parent. Go to futuretense.publicradio.org. In addition to making parents feel bad, the New York Times issued an internal memo recently banning the word tweet, as in to write something on Twitter. We asked linguist Jeffrey Nunberg about what happens when technology creates new words.
When the technology was new and unfamiliar, people talked about it in one of two ways. Either it was a virtual something or a cyber something or an e-something named after something on the other side of the screen, or they use these incomprehensible acronyms like RSS and SMS and HTML and FTP. About a decade ago, people began to adopt a very different kind of language, playful, which suggested that technology is a part of our lives. It's something we use and are familiar with, and we made it part of our everyday slang. So blog and splog and Twitter and all the variants, tweet and twoosh and twaiku for Twitter haiku, and what I call myself a tweezer for Twitter geezer, because I'm over the accepted demographic for that medium.
And over at futuretense.publicradio.org, you can find archives of previous shows and a blog that I write about various things that happen in technology. You can also find out how you can be part of the show, suggest new topics for us. I invite you also to follow us on Twitter. We're at FutureTenseAPM. We do a lot of conversation during the course of our day with our listeners about things we're discovering together. And some of the guests that we have on our show we're able to find through Twitter. We invite you to be a part of that as well. This is Future Tense. I'm John Moe.